The petty singer.
She's singing, isn't she? Yes.
Yes. Petty wants to go outside.
Do you think Petty wants to go outside?
Yeah. Petty wants food.
Does she?
Mm.
Well, if she goes outside, she's not going to get food, is she? She needs to stay in.
She's crying.
No, she's not crying. Oh, yes, she is.
Yes.
She cried then, just as I was saying she wasn't crying. It's funny, isn't it?
Only more food, Petty. Then you want food and oranges.
She wants food and oranges?
Yeah.
I don't think Purdy eats oranges, does she?
I put it on the lamb.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
Well, you just stepped out of the bath, haven't you?
Mm.
There we are.
I put it in the white bath. And I put it on the bath.
No, Purdy doesn't like baths, Thomas.
No. I don't like baths.
Yes, I do. Let's put your nice clean vest on. And you like them as well.
And Petty like too.
No, pussycats don't like water, Thomas.
Yeah.
No, I think you're fine. She doesn't like water.
Like milk.
Well, she likes milk. Yes, she likes water to drink, but she doesn't like water on her fur or her paws. That's why she doesn't like going out when it's wet.
And a Petty. And a Petty. Nice to see you.
It is nice to see her, isn't it?
Nice. Oh, big hug.
Oh, are you giving me a big hug?
I'm giving
the ginger cat a big hug?
Yeah.
Oh, you're giving Mummy a big hug. Do I look like the ginger cat?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. Have you missed Mummy while you've been at Mama's?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Would you like a cushion behind your head?
No, thanks. And a Purdy. For Purdy song box.
I don't.
But it look like fireworks. But it look like fireworks.
Purdy doesn't like fireworks, no. Yeah. She doesn't like the noise of them, does she?
No.
Or the banging.
I like fireworks.
Yes, you like them. Have you had a wee on that towel?
No.
No, okay.
Hello, Purdy. You know he's on the wheelie.
Well, I think she might like to do that if we let her out. We'll just get you dressed first, then we'll see to Purdy. So what did you do at Mum and Grandad's?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Eat the big sandwiches, ready, steady, go!
You were eating sandwiches?
Until Patty came to Murdy two Krispies.
Auntie Patty came too and ate two crispies. Was that today at lunchtime?
Yes.
He had sandwiches.
Yes. And crisps.
And crisps. And Auntie Patty came, did she?
Yes.
Very nice.
A big blue car.
A big blue car?
Yes. A cool car.
A little car?
Yes.
Was this a big car or a little car?
A
little car. A little car, I thought it was. And what sort of sandwiches did you eat?
White ones.
White ones? On white bread?
Yes.
Did Grandma make them?
Yes.
And what did they have inside?
Not got any food in it.
Not got any food in it? Well, a sandwich usually has something in between the bread. Did she just give you bread?
Yes.
I don't think she did.
Yes.
I think it had a filling inside of some sort, don't you?
A lot.
Did it have cheese?
Yes.
Thought it might. Or chicken?
A man. And ham.
And ham? Cheese and ham?
Yes.
It sounds very nice.
What's that noise?
That's Purdy crying because she wants letting out. Let's get you a nappy on quickly now.
Not yet.
Then we can get you
a minute or two.
That's right. Not yet, Purdy. Just a minute or two. Lie back, please.
You play my boxing, Purdy.
Are you asking Purdy if she wants to play with your boxes while she's waiting to be let out?
Yes. But not like boxes.
Oh, well, she likes sitting in boxes, big boxes, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I don't think she could really play with your little boxes.
No.
Right, could you keep your legs down?
Yeah.
Please.
Oops. A tail.
Right, last time.
Hello, Purdy's tail. As I see you, I like Purdy's fur.
You like Purdy's fur?
Yes.
Were you saying it was nice to see her tail?
Yes.
Will you put your legs down straight?
Yeah. Hello, Purdy.
And did you miss Purdy?
Yes. Oh. I miss Sharon and Purdy.
You miss Sharon and Purdy?
Yes.
Well, you were seeing Sharon while you were staying there, Auntie Sharon.
No, Uncle David.
Auntie David, it's Uncle David.
Auntie David.
No, Uncle David is Daddy's brother. And he's married to Auntie Sharon. It's Uncle David and Auntie Sharon.
Auntie Michael.
Auntie Michael, no. Uncle Michael. Men are always called uncle, ladies are always called auntie or aunt. Aren't they?
Mm. Pigeons.
You see pigeons?
Yes. Are they?
They're not hurting Purdy, but I think they've flown off because they've seen her.
They're going up the sky.
They're going up in the sky?
Yeah.
Flying towards the moon, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or the sun, we should say. It's daytime, isn't it?
Daytime.
Fly towards the sun in daytime.
No, it's not sunny.
Is it not sunny?
No.
It was earlier on, wasn't it?
What's up, birds?
Right, you just sit there, Thomas, and I'll let Purdy out.
What's happened?
Just sit still, please.
What's happened?
Thomas, where have you put the keys? What have you done with the keys? Where are the keys, darling, for the door?
Locked up somewhere.
Well, where have you put them?
Locked up somewhere.
You don't know what you've done with them?
No.
Well, we can't let Birdie out, can we?
No.
Oh, they're here.
I found them in the fire and I'm pulled them. I just posted them through the slot.
You posted them through the slot of the fire guard? Yes, I've just found one in the hole.
Oh, let me go. Clever girl, Daddy.
Daddy's a clever girl, is she?
Yeah.
There we are, Purdy. There's a big pigeon sitting on... Oh, two big pigeons sitting on the conservatory roof. Can you see them? Auntie Linda's house.
Yeah. Somebody's door. In somebody's door.
In somebody's door?
Yeah.
It's the top of the conservatory roof, isn't it?
Yeah. And then that pigeon got going up the sky. Not going up the sky.
No. No, it's not flying. There's some more on the Battersby's house roof. Can you see them? Four pigeons.
Yeah. Six.
It's a lampshade.
And then that chair, Daddy's tummy, and that lampshade. Yes.
What's about the lampshade?
That hurt Daddy, in it?
It hurt Daddy?
Yeah.
What did Daddy do? Stand up and bump his head?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
What was that? Earlier on?
Yeah.
Alright.
And Purdy done too.
Oh no, I don't think it would hurt Purdy because Purdy doesn't go on the table, does she?
No.
And even if she did, she wouldn't be tall enough to bump her head on, wouldn't she? Right, would you like to put your feet in these trousers?
Not
please?
Yet. What's happening here?
What's happening here? Well, the lampshade's twiddling round because you've just been spinning it.
Yes.
There you are. Pop your other foot in.
Oh, we're going to give you a cat.
Oh, are you giving me a cat? Do you think my hair looks like a ginger cat?
Yeah.
You're just a big hug, ginger cat. Oh.
Oh, big hug, ginger cat.
Have you missed your mummy?
Yeah, just ginger cat.
You missed the ginger cat?
Yes.
Have you missed mummy?
Yes.
Yes. Is it nice to be home? Is it nice to be at home?
Yes. What's happening here?
The lampshade's spinning. You shouldn't do that, really, Thomas. You shouldn't play with it.
It's my down.
That's Daddy's fault, because when you were a baby, you used to spin it so you could watch it. And now you're a big boy, you think you can do it yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm. There we are.
And I need this.
Right, don't put it on the floor.
It's just the mirror.
It isn't, Thomas.
It's yes,
the,
it is.
It isn't, it's the pillow.
It's not the mirror, it's a dustbin wagon.
It isn't a dustbin wagon, it's a cushion, a pillow.
It's not the mirror, it's a dustbin bag.
It's not a dustbin bag.
It is.
You missed the dustbin man here because they came early today. Did you see them at Nana and Grandad's house?
A white one, a green one.
A green one?
And two trolleys.
Two trolleys?
Yes, a yellow coat and a yellow coat.
Yellow coats?
Yeah.
Who was wearing yellow coats? The men?
Yeah.
And what did they do with the bin bags?
I don't know.
You don't know? I thought you said you'd watch them.
I not wash them.
No, not wash them, watch them. Have you seen them?
No.
Did you not watch them putting the rubbish into the bin?
No.
You told me you had.
I'm not! The dustbin bag fell down on the floor.
It's not a dustbin bag, it's a cushion.
It's not!
It is.
It's not a dustbin wagon.
It is not a dustbin wagon.
And my men.
You're a dustbin man, aren't you?
Yes, my rubbish. That rubbish on the floor.
You threw the rubbish on the floor?
Yes.
You're a mess pot.
Yes.
Right, go on, off you go.
Look for the whole rubbish wagon.
Right, not on the floor, Tommy.
No.
No, not on the floor.
No. The boys went back down.
Yes, that's right. Would you like to come and sit in your chair?
Yes. Cool.
What sort of a lot in there?
I just dropped something in my hand.
Well, while you were at Grandma's, I was looking through the cupboards. I came across some jigsaw.
Yes.
Do you remember Auntie Monica and Uncle Paul at Christmas in York? Well, when you were a baby, they gave me these. They belong to their children. And at the time, you were 2 years children, so Mummy put them away in the cupboard, and I've just found them there.
That's it.
Lots of wooden jigsaws.
Lots.
Lots and lots.
I love one.
Oh, look, there's one that says Thomas the Tank Engine. There are 3, 4, and that one's Postman Pat.
Van.
Right, can I tip all this out? It's going to make a noise. Just a minute.
I don't like the noise. Oh.
You don't
yeah.
like the noise? That wasn't too bad, was it?
Not so bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one, look, it looks like it's got things like teddy bears, cars and trees on it. This one looks like it might be an animal one because that looks like the outline of a pig and that looks like a horse.
A little fig.
And this?
That's stuck in. And the ones hold these.
You want to hold this? What do you think could go in this
one? And the jigsaws.
That's the jigsaws. And this one says Thomas the Tank Engine. And this one's Postman Pat. So, right. What do you think that is?
Carlos.
Right, should we put that in the Thomas the Tank Engine one?
It's here.
Will it?
It's not fit. Is it fit?
I don't know. That looks like it might be part of an engine as well. Oh, that fits there, look. Looks like the big pieces belong to the Thomas the Tank Engine jigsaw, doesn't it? And that bit goes there.
That bit's done here.
Do you think that bit goes there?
Yeah.
That's right. Well done!
Yeah.
Right, how many more pieces do you think we need to make that jigsaw? Now, does that look like it belongs to the Thomas one?
Yeah.
And so does that one. So 2 pieces left. Do you think that piece belongs here?
Yeah. Controller.
It's a bit of the fat controller, isn't it? Mm. That's right, do you want to turn it round?
Here.
round again. Keep trying it different ways until it fits. That looks like it's right.
I'm doing Pokemon packs.
Well, do you want to finish the Thomas one? There's only one piece to put in.
There's a Pokemon pack.
Right, that's the Thomas the Tank Engine one. That's lovely, isn't it? Postman pat. Oh, now this one's a little bit easier because it's actually got the pattern printed on it. So all you have to do is find the matching one.
No.
Well done. Well done.
Traxer.
Ah, who's that?
Postman Pat.
Postman Pat.
And this,
Mrs. Hubbard.
Yes.
Let's see if we can find something else.
Little big it's the tank engine. It's this.
Just trying to find some pieces that look. Looks to me like that one. Might get on to Postman Pat. Oh, that one.
Mr. Hubbard.
This is Hubbard or Miss Hubbard.
Exciting.
Exciting?
Yeah. And the door.
There we are. Now look, this jigsaw is lovely because this is Mrs. Pottage arriving at the post office. And the post office door shuts, isn't it? She looks like she might have just posted a letter through the letterbox, doesn't she? Mm. Now, if you lift this one out, what happens inside the post office? She goes in and she's talking to... Mrs. Coggins. That's good, isn't it?
Put it back again.
Yes, put it back again. Now, there's Postman Pat's van parked. Do you want to lift that piece out and see what happens inside? It's inside his van. What's inside his van?
What's that?
Looks like his post bag.
Is it a post bag?
Is it a post bag? Yeah.
What does it mean here?
And what else is in the post van?
Teddy bear.
Teddy bear?
Yeah.
Looks like lots of parcels.
Lots of parcels and everything.
Now, Miss Hubbard's cycling, isn't she? She's riding her bicycle. Lift it up.
That's Mother Hubbard.
She's still cycling, but this time she's waving. She must have been shopping because, look, her shopping basket's empty. And when you lift it up, it's full. It's got dog food and rice in it.
Yeah.
Right, now, this is Granny Dryden's house. Looks like Jess is delivering a letter to Granny Dryden. And Granny Dryden's standing outside her house with a ginger pussycat. Now, shall we lift that one up and see what happens?
Yeah.
Oh, Granny Dryden's inside with a cup of tea. And look, she's got...
Ginger cat.
Ginger cat sitting on the top of her armchair. And who's sitting at her feet drinking from a bowl?
I don't know.
Who's that?
Jess,
she's let Jess in. And finally, we've got Postman Pat opening the letterbox.
Oh, letters.
That's right, we can see inside the post box, can't we? It's full of letters. And what's he doing? Emptying them into his...
van.
His sack and his van. Would you like to do that one again?
No.
No?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, we've done the Thomas one, we've done the Postman Pat. Shall we have a look at some others?
Yeah.
We've got three others to do. We haven't written yet, so thank people for the Christmas present, but I think when we write to Monica and Paul, we should tell them that we're finally using the jigsaw.
What's this?
It's a dog in his special house.
It's a book.
I think it goes there.
Yes, it is. A tractor.
Tractor and trailer. I think that goes in this one. Looks to me as if this might be a farmyard jigsaw.
Man. What's this?
It's a house.
It's a wall. It doesn't work.
Do you think it might work with that?
Yeah. It's not.
Oh, right. It says it's a house, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is another house.
Really big.
That's lovely. That fits. That must be the farmer's house.
Nobody's in it.
No, that's right. I'm like the postman clap jigsaw. When we lift it up, there's nobody in it. What's that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
It's a horse.
Is it fit?
Oh, I think it will, Thomas. Just keep trying. If at first you don't succeed, you have to keep trying until something works. That's right. Where do you think those go?
Here.
Here, and what are they?
Pigs.
Pigs. Right, now what's this?
Cow.
Oh, gosh, you did that quickly, Thomas.
Yes.
Now, what else are we looking for?
Sheep.
That's a sheep. I think that fits in that jigsaw.
Sheep. No.
There's a big horse. It's a funny horse. It looks like a blue and yellow horse, doesn't it?
Does it fit?
That's it.
And big. More pig.
More pigs, that's right. A different jigsaw. A pig.
Bunny rabbit.
A bunny rabbit. What colour's the bunny rabbit?
A carrot.
It's eating a carrot. What colour's the rabbit?
White.
That's right.
Over there.
Right, we've got another cow. I think that belongs to this jigsaw. How about there?
Out there.
This one. Oh, that's lovely.
What's this?
That looks like it might be some trees.
Don't go and lie down. Don't lie down.
You're telling the trees to lie down in the slot?
Yeah.
Well, there are two trees there, aren't there? So it might be called a wood or a forest. When there are more than one, when there's more than one tree, it could be a forest or a wood or a park or a garden.
It'll work.
I think it will. Just keep trying, Dan. Oh, lovely. Another tree, two trees together. That's a big, tall fir tree. What does that look like?
Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree. And this one looks like it might have Christmas decorations on it because they're red baubles, but I think it's actually an apple tree. Because apples grow on trees.
Yeah. Please.
That looks like it's the shape of a duck. Here we are. There's a duck.
A duck. Mer.
Oh, a duck doesn't say mer. What does a duck say?
Mer.
Now, do you know what that is? If it's in that slot, do you know what it is? What does it look like?
A bar lamb.
It looks like a bar lamb, but it's actually a goat.
Yeah.
Right.
Postman hats.
See postman hats. Well, that's behind us. We've done that one.
There's a sea in it.
Let's just finish these first, shall we?
Yeah.
Something big goes there. Ah, I think it's this. Look at that.
Lion.
It looks like a lion. I think it's supposed to be a big woolly sheep.
They're not. See?
Oh, no, there's nothing. When you lift the tractor up, you can't see anything inside, can you? There's just one piece missing now of that jigsaw. I think it might be this. What's that?
Another duck.
Another duck. It belongs in this jigsaw.
Another hare.
So this is obviously a farmyard jigsaw because you've got the farmer's house, the farmhouse, tractor and trailer, a sheep, a cow, a horse, cockerel, rabbit, duck, cow and pigs. And the one you're busy with now, that's obviously another farmyard one, or at least animal one, isn't it?
An apple tree.
That's right, that's new, isn't
Nobody eating it.
Wow, look, that's a mother hen with a chick.
Does it work?
No, it does work. I see.
Finish now.
No, this is another. That might be the garage part of the farmhouse in this picture. Or perhaps it's a barn. And Thomas, I haven't a clue what that is. I think that must be a barn as well. Where the farmer stores his hay and his straw. We finished that on, haven't we? It's a funny thing, wasn't it? If that's supposed to be.
And I not need this one.
Don't you?
No.
Why not?
I need this one.
Well, let's just have a look at what we've got on this one. This looks a nice bright one to me.
Elephant.
This says Early Learning Centre on it.
An elephant.
An elephant, yes. Where do you think the elephant goes?
Here.
Yes, he does. It's just you've got him upside down. You've got the right slot. You're doing very well with these jigsaws, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time you've seen them.
Does it work?
No. Keep trying. If it doesn't try one way, turn it round. Keep turning it round until it fits.
Here.
Yes. Well, have a think about it. That's right. The elephant's head. It goes in this one. The elephant's head is always in the air. Its feet are always on the ground, and that gives you a clue as to which way up it should be. That's it. Now, what's this?
What's this?
It's another tree.
Put it here. Put it here.
I think you're better putting it where it belongs, here.
Here.
That's the shape of a tree, isn't it? This bottom slot.
No. Put it here. What's this? What's this, Mary?
It's another tree. Now, what's that got on it? Apples again.
Yellow apples,
or it could be pears, wouldn't it? It goes there.
Yellow pears.
It could be a pear tree, or it could be an apple tree.
Six.
That's a snail.
I've not seen snails like that before.
Have you not seen a snail like that before?
Here.
You know what that is, don't you?
It's a teddy bear.
The snail goes up there.
Six.
That's the shape of a pussycat, isn't it? So if you find the piece with a pussycat on, that's right.
I might need this now.
It fits perfectly there, look.
I might need this.
Do you not?
I might need this.
Oh, there's a telephone. I'll just go and answer that. Have you made that Postman Pat one up again?
Yeah.
It's clever, isn't it?
Yes.
I think you're very clever. Don't put them on the floor.
Just put them on. What's happening here? What's happening?
Are you looking inside to see what's happening?
Megan Goggins.
Mrs. Goggins, what's she doing?
You're sitting down a bit here. Look, what's that?
She's sitting down. I think it's just a pattern on the wallpaper behind her.
Glasses like Postman
Pat's.
His glasses here.
That's right, yes, he's got glasses and so is Mrs. What's her name? Mrs. Goggins?
Yeah. What's this? Door.
That's the door of Postman Pat's van, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's not open. Not open.
There's an aeroplane there. And what's that?
A lily.
You don't know, it's a little house. It's got another tree with it. And what are those?
I don't know.
You don't know? They're flowers. Flowers growing in a pot. Perhaps it's a plant. Telephone. Do you know what that is, Thomas?
Does it work?
Well, it does. It works in that one. It goes in that one. Fits there. Keep turning it round till it fits. That's it. That's it. Other way round. Turn it round. It's a cup and saucer. And finally, a sailing ship or a boat. That's very, very clever, Thomas.
A pen now.
You'd like some pens? Well, what I thought we might do is get a piece of paper and a pencil, and shall we draw around these shapes?
Yay.
From the pieces of wooden jigsaw?
Yes.
That's another thing Mummy found when she was sorting out some things. Lots of blank pieces of paper. Whoops, Daisy.
It's on my head.
No, it wasn't my head, because I just caught when I was taking the file and paper down. Just caught the lampshade again, didn't I?
Yes, like you. Like you. Like me.
I'm not quite sure where all your pencils have gone to.
The pencil gone to.
Look.
Where they gone to.
I don't know. But look, with a green crayon, I'm drawing around the shape of this apple tree. What would you like to draw?
Yeah.
You'd like to draw there? Shall I do the pussycat?
Yeah.
Where are the pencils, Thomas?
Put them right here.
Well, shall we use the orange one, then we can draw a ginger cat? Draw around the shape of the pussycat. What's that? Does it need some eyes?
Yeah.
And a nose and what else? What else does the pussycat need?
I might not need something else. That.
Whiskers?
No, I need whiskers.
No, but if you're drawing a pussycat, we do. Shall we put a bit of fluffy tail on it?
Yeah.
Like Purdy. And its paws. There we are. I might draw around Postman Pat in the post office, the post box.
I draw around it.
Yeah, shall we use a red one for that?
Yeah.
That's right, if you hold on to it with that and draw around with that hand, draw around the shape. That's clever. Do you want to put his glasses on the picture? There's his glasses?
Yes.
Very nice. What else are you going to draw?
Postman Pat's van.
Postman Pat's van, there you go. We could use the red one for that as well, couldn't we? We're using your right hand. Sometimes you use your left hand. Which is your right?
Here. It's Postman Pat's.
Right, don't cry on the cloth, just on the paper. Which is Thomas's right hand?
Here.
Yes, which is your left hand?
Here.
Good boy. Your throat sounds croaky. Is your voice alright?
Yeah.
I mean, your voice sounds croaky. Is your throat alright? Yes. Shall we do Mrs. Goggins and a bicycle?
Yeah.
No, it's not Mrs. Goggins. Who's this? Miss
Hubbard.
Miss Hubbard.
Where did it come through? Where did it mean? Mrs. Hubbard!
Shall I draw Mrs. Hubbard up here?
Yeah.
She's got an empty shopping basket on the back. And an empty basket on the front of her bicycle. And when we look at the jigsaw inside, she's got some shopping in the back basket and she's got her knitting. Look, knitting wool and knitting needles in the front basket. There, that's Mrs. Cockins. She wears a hat, doesn't she? What colour is her hat?
I don't know.
It's blue.
With
a black band, isn't it?
A band. Where's it gone to? Where's it gone to?
Where's what gone to, darling?
Where's this? I don't hold it.
She's got quite a big nose as well, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I think all Postman Pat's characters must have a big nose.
I hold lots, lots more.
You're holding the crayons?
Yes, but I won't play Christmas tree.
You're standing the crayons upright?
Mm.
How many are there?
I don't know.
You're going to count them?
No.
What else shall we draw? We could draw a tree, couldn't we? Oh, there's a tree. Shall we put some apples on it?
No.
Repair?
No.
Let's draw. Nice big red apple.
No. No.
Colour it in.
No.
Sometimes they have a bit of yellow on them as well, don't they?
No, no.
Who's that?
No, no, Mummy. No. No, Mummy.
No, and a green leaf and a green stalk.
No, Mum.
Looks like it might have just come off the apple tree. It's about to be gone.
Let's draw an orange.
Let's draw an orange, that's right. You draw an orange. I've drawn a banana. Can you reach?
Yeah. Orange.
Oh yeah, an orange is round, isn't it? A circle.
Does it work? A digger.
Yeah.
A digger.
You'd like to get your digger?
Yes, I'm a digger.
Let's draw a pear.
No. I'm a digger, a digger. Please, and then digger.
You want a digger?
No, yeah,
I'm not leaving. What's that, Thomas?
I don't know.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Put some green leaves on it.
I'm not leaving. What's it? It's a carrot.
It's a carrot. Oh, you like these. What are these?
Grapes.
Yes, the grapes. Or they're peas.
And a digger.
There we are. We'll make this a bunch of grapes. Look. All the grapes are going down to a point. That's a bunch of grapes. And that we'll put on a nice yellow plate. And it can be peas. You draw a sausage and peas?
Yeah.
How many sausages could you eat?
Like...
3 sausages, peas.
Like...
Should we do an egg?
Yeah.
There we are.
Thanks.
What about chips?
Yeah.
Draw some chips. That's nice. And what would you like for pudding? Chocolate cake?
Yeah.
Or a yoghurt?
A big chocolate cake.
Yeah. Oh, Mummy's yawning now.
Roll over you. Roll over you. Roll over you.
What are you saying?
And roll over you.
You're drawing over me?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And then the teeth.
No, you can't put that. No, you mustn't put the pencils in your mouth. There's a big cake. Should we put some candles on the birthday cake?
Yeah.
How many?
One.
For somebody's first birthday? Mm. There's the flame. And what do you sing?
I don't know. I draw over you.
No, you mustn't draw people. Happy birthday to you. Whose birthday shall we pretend it is?
No.
Thomas's?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Thomas. Happy birthday to you.
Hooray!
You need to blow the candle out on the cake. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Love all to you.
No, you can't draw me. How about we draw some birthday presents?
Yay!
You can guess what's inside them. What do you think's inside this parcel? Put a nice big red bow on it. Ooh, that's a nice parcel.
The digger. The digger.
You like the digger?
I'm going to dig all the pencils.
You're going to dig all the pencils, is it?
Yeah. And what all these ones drop down? Yes. Made up snow. Wow.
I moved all your toy boxes yesterday so I could vacuum and I put them back in the wrong place. So I went to get the digger, I went in the wrong box.
Oh, I'm going to drop down.
That's it? I'd like to get it for you.
Yeah.
It's a funny shade of orange because this is a very bright orange and this one is a light orange. A dark orange and a bright orange. Can
you manage? Not mummy.
Yes. Shall I get a little pot for you to put them into?
Yeah. Put them down. Up here.
There we are. Shall we put them in this one? How about that? Can you manage?
Yeah.
Have you hidden them all in that box?
Yes. They're under here.
They're under there?
Yeah.
Are you having a job to open the lid?
Yeah.
Do you like to help?
I think I got a yard.
I thought there was a blue crayon. Have we lost it?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's here, look. I was just thinking I could draw a digger man, couldn't I?
Yeah.
There's his overalls, his trousers. Straps. Shall we give him a pinky ready face? Look There's his arms. And how about a yellow helmet? He's a proper digger man, isn't he?
What's it? Click on.
Which one have we got? There we are. It's the orange one again. Keeps falling down, doesn't it?
Yeah. Another one's
gone under the table. Which one? The yellow one?
Yes.
I can't see it, Thomas.
It's here.
It's in there? Yeah. Have you had me looking under the table? Yeah, cheeky monkey.
There was a green one.
The green one?
There was a blue one.
I don't know. Perhaps it was the blue one that fell. There's nothing on the floor now. Is it still in the box?
Yeah.
I don't think it is it?
Yes, no.
Oh, I think it's here, look. Blue. B-L-U-E.
I'm going that word. This isn't here.
It's bigger. You're putting them back in the box, are you?
Yeah. What's happening? Six. Happened.
I don't think anything's happened, has it?
Six.
Oh, well, the digger's the wrong way around, is it? Oh, is that your finger? You're trapped. Thank you. You'd like to hold the box, wouldn't you? Would you? Do you know what else you could put in the digger, Thomas? Pieces.
Pieces? Yeah. Of course.
Would you like this one with the animals?
Yeah, I don't
like the tank engine. What's the tank engine? Well, if we do the animals, you could give the animals a lift, couldn't you? That's right. A lamb.
Yeah,
to
a horse.
A horse?
It's not thick. It's not thick.
That horse is a little bit large, isn't it? Shall we try the horse from this jigsaw?
Yeah.
It's not quite so big, is it?
Lift.
That's it. And what else? Oh, look, there's your little train here. Please, may I set up the train?
Look.
Oh, I thought we could carry some more things in the back of the train.
No, Mummy.
No, Mummy.
No.
You can carry them. Here, I'll put the train driver inside.
No. No, no, Mummy.
No.
I'm sorry, the tank engine. Shut his tab. Shut his tab. Shut his main tab.
Yeah, he can get some things. How about some trees? Some trees and flowers. I might find a snail growing amongst the flowers.
He's driving off.
Oh, it's a bumpy old ride, isn't it? Oh, and a pussycat, because there happened to be a pussycat up the tree at the time that the tree went into the back of the train. Look, with the cup and saucer, that could go in the cab with the driver, because he might be thirsty. Do you think he is thirsty?
It's not.
No?
No. Bumpy ride.
It's a bumpy ride, yes.
Yes. Looks heavy for bumpy ride. Oh, look. Straw. Beep, beep.
And look, the digger can carry the cockerel and the duck and another duck and the mother hen with her chick.
Yeah.
You'd like the rabbit on there as well?
Yeah.
Look, a digger man could have a teddy bear in his cab, couldn't he? It might be his little boy's teddy bear. And he could also have a clock. And he can tell when it's time for tea. Oh, telephone. We can pretend it's a mobile phone so he can ring his wife.
Bumpy ride.
It is a bumpy ride, yes. Because you're going over all the jigsaw pieces, aren't you?
Yes, it's a bumpy ride. It's a bumpy.
It is a bumpy ride. Now there's a car here. Who do you think could get into the car?
Not Fred and Mr. Snowball.
No, that's right. No, we were going to put Postman Pat, Mrs. Pottage, and Miss Hubbard in the car. But actually, the car is too small to fit them all in. And you rightly say the car door isn't open anyway, is it?
It's a bumpy ride.
It is a bumpy ride. You like saying that, don't you? Bumpy ride.
Jack in
the
box.
Jack in the box. Oh, you were doing that when you came home, weren't you?
Yeah.
You're being a real silly bunny with that.
Yeah.
Weren't you? You're Jack in a box.
Mm-hmm. It's a bumpy ride.
It is a bumpy ride. What, you were doing hot... Were you doing hopscotch as well?
Yeah. Hopscotch.
Here's the farmer with his trailer. It's like he's got pieces of straw. Who else might we find on the farm?
No, not anything.
You wouldn't find anything on the farm?
No.
What about these pigs here?
Yes.
Yes, the pigs might be on the farm. I think he's driving towards the farmhouse and the barn. Don't you? That is the most strange barn. I'm not convinced it is a barn, Thomas. Looks like a giant haystack.
It's a bumpy ride.
It is a bumpy ride. It's like a giant haystack, doesn't it, with a piece of cloth on the top and some posts to keep it straight. Not seen anything like that before. You've got quite a lot of wooden toys, haven't you? Because Father Christmas brought you a wooden fire engine and a wooden train set. And these jigsaws are made from wood.
Yeah.
What else have you got that's wood?
Okay.
You have that fish. Do you remember that pull-along fish?
Yeah.
All the bright colours from my
Auntie team. Frank.
Auntie Frank, yes. Thomas, what does this Auntie Frank business mean?
A big fish.
You're telling me about when you've been to stay at Grandma and Grandad's, Uncle David keeps tropical fish, doesn't he? And you went with Grandma and Grandad and Uncle David and Auntie Sharon to buy some new fish because David said you could choose a fish to put in this town and keep it at their house so that when you go, it can be your special pet. Well, you didn't just buy one fish, you bought two, didn't you? And one's a daddy with a big red tail, and the mummy doesn't have a red tail. And for some strange reason, you call them both Auntie Frank. Now, what's Auntie Frank mean?
I don't know.
I don't know either. And why you call them both Auntie Frank? What a silly bully.
I don't
Oh, don't mind Mummy's kisses up. I can understand you calling the lady Auntie Frank, but not the daddy fish. That should be Uncle Frank. Uncle Frank and Auntie Frank.
Yeah, daddy one.
Did you tell the mum in the shop you were going to call Auntie Frank?
Yes. It's a good word.
Pardon?
It's a good word.
It's a good word?
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever, Thomas. It's a good word. Nice name, Auntie Frank, because I don't know where you got it from, and I don't know why you call them both Auntie Frank. Because you won't be able to tell the difference, won't you?
No. I think you're right.
I think you're right.
Not anything.
What do you mean you've not got anything?
Not anything here.
The train stopped.
It's going backwards.
It's going backwards now.
It's a bumpy ride.
It is a bumpy ride, isn't it?
It's going in the track. Take all these off.
You've got to take all those out?
Yeah.
And what about the shapes from this jigsaw, yes?
Yeah.
Made a loud noise, didn't it?
Yeah. It's a bumpy ride.
Where have you heard a bumpy ride? Did Grandad tell you it was a bumpy ride?
Yeah.
What were you doing when Grandad said it's a bumpy ride?
I don't know.
You don't know? Were you in the car?
No.
No? Perhaps on your bicycle?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
You're riding round and round on the bicycle?
Yeah.
Was it a bumpy ride?
Yes, it is.
Where did you go?
The airport.
The airport? On your bicycle?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine that is quite a bumpy ride, Thomas, really.
No smoke.
No smoke coming from the chimney on the train?
No. Not need all of these.
Don't you? I can't stop kissing you because I missed you so much when you were away. Oh, don't wipe Mummy's kisses off. Poor Mummy.
No, I like Mummy.
You do like Mummy.
No.
Don't you?
No.
Did you miss me?
Yeah.
Poor Mummy.
So sad.
I'm very sad, yes. It's not nice when your favourite little boy tells you he doesn't like you. It does make me very, very sad. Poor Mummy. Poor Mummy.
Not like Daddy and Purdy.
You don't like Daddy and Purdy?
No. Mm.